Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Let's talk about stress and your schedule and feeling out of control. You know, it's Thanksgiving weekend. You might have a lot of things going on. I'm pretty grateful that I don't. I mean, I would much rather not be in a hospital on Thanksgiving. I would much rather be around family and have all that fun stuff that happens during Thanksgiving, all that cooking and shopping and hanging out. But that's not happening for me this year. You may be in a world of stress. I know my stress is different. I take 2 hours to give my father his pills, and I lean over and I'm looking at him and I'm finding that I am getting that neck pain again. I know most women, and this is probably for guys too, we carry stress in our neck. So what do you do to battle that stress? First of all, try to keep a schedule as best as you can. What do I mean? Well, if you get up and you pray, and then things are coming on your to-do list that make your days a little bit crazier, don't miss that appointment. Remember, your currency with God is your time. You choose to love Him, and that is where your peace is going to come from. You are going to be a better, more peaceful, more loving, more caring person because you are praying. Now, also look at your body. What are you doing to your body? Or not doing is probably more the question. I stayed a little later last night because we had some procedures that, oh my goodness, went so well. I was not sure how my dad was going to take this new medicine. Hour by hour, you have to kind of check on him, get his stats for the first 15 minutes for the first hour, and then every half an hour for the next 2 hours, and then every hour after that until he's done. And that's hard. That's hard to sit and watch and be stressed out just waiting for something to happen, some reaction. And so yesterday was a good day, but at the same time, still very stressful. So when I got home, which was later than I had thought, I didn't have a whole lot of time. I needed a shower. I'm going to tell you that. That was in my plan, but I wanted a nap. I was so exhausted, so emotionally drained. And if I think back, and that's what I did, I said, when was the last time I worked out? On my scale, my muscle is going down. I know this. I got to do something about it. So instead of sleeping, I said, you are going to work out. So I went downstairs in my basement and I grabbed my weights and I did a 30-minute weight workout. Strength training. And guess what happened? My energy came back. Everything started to feel better. My actual neck that had the problems was loosening up. It was getting stronger because I did do both legs and arms. And it happened to be a little bit of my back and my shoulders. So working out helps alleviate the body stress. Let's not forget about capturing our emotions and our thoughts. making them obedient to Christ so that we don't fall into this fear, this anxiety, this worry, this frustration, this anger, resentment, whatever. Capture it. Do not be an emotional delinquent. Maybe delinquent's not the right word. That's not the right word. Word. Delinquent, I really meant juvenile. So when you say juvenile, you usually have juvenile, delinquent. Well, I'm thinking don't be emotionally juvenile. We've talked about this before. This is people who allow their emotions to just completely rule their life. They go up, they go down, they go sideways, they turn around in circles, and they don't know why they're a flurry of a mess. They don't know this. They don't understand that you can capture your emotions, give it to God, go back and find your peace, go back and find your joy and your love in the Holy Spirit. It is a practice. It can be done, though. And also, don't forget to be aware of things that raise your stress levels and your cortisol. If you get your buttons pushed by someone, then maybe you should try to stay away from that person. If you get your buttons pushed by certain information in the world, then hold back. Give yourself limited exposure to the world events. Don't be scrolling through everything and listening to everything so that you can just get upset or be in fear, whatever the emotion is. And watch out what you eat and how you eat. Because if you're just eating a bunch of carbs and a bunch of sugar, you are not helping yourself out there, brothers and sisters. You are not. You are going to be up and down on the sugar insulin train, let alone the cortisol and that hormone that is going up and down. Don't forget coffee and any caffeine that is going to put your body into the fight or flight mode. If we're paying attention to how we're living our life, if we're paying attention to what we're eating, how we're moving our bodies, and how our emotions are flowing in and out of us, we can relax that cortisol. If possible, take a 20-minute nap. Anything longer than that might actually make you more tired. You know, you call them power naps. That can also help as you're going through your crazy life. And last but not least, I said this yesterday, just invite Jesus into everything. Everything. I'm going to share with you. The nurse that was in my father's room yesterday is a man, same-sex attracted. He had tattooed on his forearm, "Love is love is love is love is love." It started out big and then it got down to really small. Clearly, he is a homosexual man. And all I did was love him while I was wearing my cross hat. So every time he looked at me, he had Jesus the cross staring at him. And I never judged him. I absolutely went out of my way to thank him. He was a great nurse. He was very helpful in helping us understand what was going on with these two procedures. I mean, he had his chemo and this new drug, so it was a lot on his body. But this nurse was great. And I loved him, and I thanked him, and I appreciated him. And all that was what I intended to do. Sorry, that would be my... I have a radio segment that I have to get inside for 2 days that I'm done for this week. But I didn't realize that my timing was going to be so good where that would go off right now. Anyway, sorry if that hurt your ears, everyone. Okay, but I will wrap it up. I just wanted to say that I wanted to be love and peace and joy to other people. And I think I was that to my dad, to my brother, to everyone that I saw. I was talking to people in the elevators on the way up and the way down and saying hi in the hallways, just flashing a smile, hoping to bring a little joy to other people's lives. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come into our hearts, our souls, our minds, our bodies. Help us to relax and find that peace in you. Help us know that you are our stress relief, not alcohol, not drugs, that together, you can give us peace. You can help us to relieve that stress. The more we come to you, the more we do not allow our peace to be rocked because of the spirit within us, we know that we are on this journey. And we know that there is that peace that surpasses all understanding, but only in you. Help us remember that. Too often we get crazy with our day. Help us to invite you into everything so that everything isn't stressful. It's beautiful. That things that seemingly are bad in our lives are beautiful blessings. Only you can give us those eyes, that heart, those ears to see and feel and be Christ-like. So we beg you, Mary, take our left hand. Holy Spirit, take our right. Guide us and lead us down this path today to Jesus's heart so that we can be love and joy and light and peace to everyone. Our guardian angel, please guide us and lead us. All you holy angels and saints, please help protect us in this battle, all against temptations and all of those vice and vicious behaviors. Help us fight against them and remind us that we can capture every thought and make it obedient to Christ and truly find that peace in Him. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alrighty, I'm going to head on in there. Relax. You've got this with God. Everything with God, everyone. Oh my gosh, I don't know if you're hearing my stomach growl, but I am. Back to my tea with whipping cream and butter. I'm telling you, pay attention to the body, to the food. Make sure that you are working out. And make sure that you are praying. That's where it's at, everyone. Soul, mind, and body. Find something more with God. And have a blessed and inspired day.